We mold the sugya of Estes. We hold the mesirah kuf by tes sifhi dalid. Sugya of kiris of Est and chazoris of Est. My mock in this Indian is a mishnah daf tamach gimel on my base. The mishnah brings down someone had a vest kavua of our floggers of 15. The shinsa and she changed to 20. The mishnah says zev zel isim mechoshiva saif the old one, a saif the new one. She switched a second time, the same thing. Let's say she switched a third time, then the mishnah says 2 points. Number one, she gets her new vest kavua. And number two, she's oiker the old chazaka. The chazaka is gone. She only keeps the new one over here. Coming to Gemara daf Tamach Dalet, it brings down a memory of a statement from our papa. Our papa says this whole halacha is dafkir kiveya 3 times. Then if you oiker it 2-3 times, it's nakira. Mash enkin, if it's 2 times, you have this new vest. Let's say the new vest of 22 times. Then to be accurate, 1 time the mice is enough. 1 time is enough. Back to Gemara, Mike Mash 1, that's Mamish the Mishnah. What's a papa adding over the Mishnah? It says Gemara, the Chiddush over here is that you might think that if you see 1 time, Shinsa 1 time, you accurate 1 time, you change twice, you should be accurate twice. Kamash 1, to be accurate is enough to be accurate 1 time. I mean, if you see at best once or twice the same thing, 1 time is enough to be accurate. Says Gemara further, Tanik of Ostra Papa. I began a brisa and a writer of Papa. This brisa is a massive tumult. 3 points. Number one, what is the girsa? Number two, what is the case? Is it a flogger or chaydish? And number three, once we have these problems, comes out, what's the loch that come out from this brisa? So go through step by step. First, we'll go with Rashi's girsa. Rashi says the case will be you have a kfias of 20. She passed 20 twice. She saw 30 twice. That's simple. Coming the third time to see 20, she also did not see 20 a third time, 3 times in a row. Coming the third time to see 30, which she saw 30 twice, she did not also see 30. She did not see 20 or 30. The fourth time, after not seeing 20 3 times, she saw 20 the fourth time. Says the Braisa, the loch is, she's motor on Shloishim, earth bisman above. Adkan the Braisa, the Gersa that we have for Nenu, the Rashi says that's the Gersa. That means it comes after the Braisa, 2 halachas. Number one, the idea of 20 comes back. And number two, the 30 we're not worried about over here. The first question, what is the Kimta over here? That means first, that's the Gersa. Second, what's the Kimta? Discussing Chodesh or Aflaga. Shurashi and Amabez, Amadam Amabez, writes the word Torma Chodesh. Chodesh. The question is, you see 3 30s in a row. The question is, how in the world do you have Chodesh to be 3 30s for that for them? As we know, the Jewish calendar is 29/30, 29/30. So I'm about to say a Tochel Pshat and Rashi, discussing a case with Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev, which have to be 3 30s in a row. That's the answer in Rashi. Rashi said the case over here is Chodesh. Fine. The first halach that says the halach is that we're matter 30. Why are matter 34? Because you saw 2 30s, and you pass 1 time. And this is where Tanik of Osir Apopo. What do we see from Apopo? The idea that we pass 30 once as oik the 2 times. Not mitzad the sugi erch bezman abo. Mitzad the sugi you pass 30 1 time, even though you saw it twice already, twice 30, you oik it. Now, it's interesting. Apopo is discussing a sugi of Aflaga. Here we're discussing a sugi of Chodesh, according to Rashi. It's still looking out one for another. That means the Tanik of Osir Apopo is 2 different cases. Apopo is a case of Aflaga, here's Chodesh. A second halacha would get out from this braisa, a massive chiddush. You pass 30, 20, 20 shares of eskavur. She passed it 3 times 20 on chiddush. She did not see. She saw the fourth time 20. Erech bezman abon, she gets back to her dormant vest, what we call a vest that she had. It went away. 3 times she passed it, she gets it back. That means everyone knows when they learn the sugim chazoka, for example, by Ashar. Ashar is a tam, is nogach 3 times. You see it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, has a chazaka, comes in wood, has become a wood, 3 times also. If saw a person, it was not nogach, saw a person, not nogach, saw a person, not nogach. Now it's back to a tam. The 7th time, you see the person's nogach. Chazer, a mood, back to what it was beforehand. As a dormant chazaka over here, if they say that goes back 1 time is enough to make it back to be a mood, lo shemanu, lo yinidav kizav by case of chazaka. We never see a concept. The idea of dormant by chazaka. Chazaka is, yeah, 3 times you're nogach, you're mood. 3 times not nogach, you're tam. I go back 1 time. So what? There's a massive chiddush in the price according to Rashi's Gersa that your oike yichazok, it's gone. You see it one time, you get it back. Back to Alokha Veskivu over here. That means it comes out. Once you have Veskivu, it's Sayla Chumra, Chayshit three times, the next three times afterwards. Sayla Kula, that means she has a Veskivu for Chaydish. Don't worry about a flogo. Don't worry about Bainli. She has a Veskivu, Sayla Kula, Sayla Chumra. A massive Chiddush in the Gersa according to Rashi in this Braisa. This Gersa is what the Rav brings down in Baal Nefesh. The Rosh goes, the Torah, the Meiri. They come along with the Taz, and the first Malach brings this down. That's what it says to the Gemara. That means everyone asks, where's the Maramachim, the concept of what they say in Hebrew, Chesiv and Air, the Get Vestis, or we say in English, the Dormant Vest. Where's the Maramachim? According to Rashi, these 10 words, and the Gemara is saying this concept, you pass three times, 20, you get it back, Earth was manabal. If so, for the Taz, if that's the case of the Gemara, why does the Mechaber and Sufya Dalad bring down the Gemara incorrectly? Again, the Gemara's case, you passed 23 times, and then the fourth time you saw it, you get it back. In the Mechaber's case, you passed 22 times, and the third time you get it back. Why is the Mechaber Sufya Dalad switching the Kimta, the Tzir of the Gemara itself? So the Taz has two Mahalchim over here. Either he wants a Taino, the Gemara's case is Chodesh, like Rashi says, and therefore it's Shaykh from the Tzir to say you should not see on 30, the third time. It's trying to go back in 20 instead of Chodesh. Mash Enkin the Rabban, where the Mamokim, the Torah is coming from, is causing a sug of Afloga. Afloga, if you don't see on 30, what happens? Go further. 31, 32, 33, 34. And therefore, if you see 20 days later, it comes to be Afloga of 50. So it's not possible in Metzias to say that if you've not seen 30, see 20 days later, and now you saw 20. That's not called 20. That's called 50. Therefore, by default, since the Mechaber discussed in the Sugya of Flogas, therefore he says he did not see 20 two times. Then he saw 30, he went back to 20, telling this halacha, negates the Sugya of Flogas, that's not Sheikh the Kimto by a Flogas, the case of the Gemara, which is the case of Chaydish. If so, Frech the Taz, what's the Chiddush now? What's the Ramban saying over? What's he saying over here? He says the Chiddush is that even though he had a Veskua of 20, you did not see it twice, you went to 30 twice. You were never Oike 30. In fact, you went back to Earth Bezman Abo, you were back to 20, and you were not Oike 30. There's still Nakir over here. You never passed it. It's Nakir, why? Because you went back to your Veskivu. You don't vest, the dormant vest you went back to, there's Nakir. So, find that's first mouth of the Taz, that Chodan Ban agrees to say over here. And the concept is that there is the idea of dormant vest, except the reason why Mechaber Dan said over here, discussing our flogas.
10 days later, it's not
going to
be clear for 30.
We'll get that. Well, that's Piska Chubin Zachavadas. Come over Taz and says, no, there's another gear to the Gemara. He has Rajbataris Bayis, and Betzem, you look, and the Rambam seems to go this way, the Balamor, Chadush Iran. They say there's a whole, they take out 10 words to the Gemara. The Gemara again, the Fanenu says, you did not see a third time 20. It says, take that out. It says now, Gemara, it did not see also 30 after two times seeing it. Take that out. Take out 10 ones to the Gemara. What is the case of the Gemara? The Gemara's case is you passed 20 only twice, not three times. The third time what happened? You saw on 20. You saw on 20. And the Baal Mor says, I did not find Rashi Gersa in any of this one. This is the Ikka Gersa. The Ikka Gersa is you only passed 20 twice and the third time you saw it. If that's so, if you ask a person where's the Maamokim, the concept of a dormant vest, there's no Maamokim for it. There's no Mishnah, there's no Gemara, there's no Braisa, there's no Maamokim, no concept. Therefore, the question is, do we, Allah Lamaisa, have to keep a dormant vest? I mean, the person that has a Veskua thing 20, Chodesh, or a Flog of 20. 4 years later, she sees 20 again, you have to worry about it. The point of the second mile from the Taz, the Rabban is saying there's no such thing. Think is that. The Rambam, Baal Mor, saying there's no such thing, no concept. Therefore, Loch Lamaisa says the Kishon Aruch, he has an other Pshan Rashi, and wants to tell you that Ikka Loch did not worry about dormant vests. Out the window, the Ikka is the Rambam, the Baal Mor, there's no chash of the idea of your vests and vests before. The Ikka, three times the Maisa is that key over here. Why? Because again, the second mouth of the Taz over here. Now, this is the Sage Makar Chaim says, when we go against the Machalik among the Ushainim, so he wants to be a dyke in the Shach and Subkon Mem Vav, then he wants to tell you, Halacha is, we worry about Dorma Ves, but only L'chumra, not L'kula. We'll get it back two or three years later, because the words of the Shach is, to come above, you get it back, but so Gimel Pomlin La'akar, to make an akir over here. But it will knock away your Beinli, knock away your Chodesh, other things that Vesh Enikvor? No. You want to only take L'chumra, not L'kula. The Maisa, the Sram, did not seem to go this way. The Mechaben, Siv Dazov, and Siv Design, bring down a Loch L'Maisa, the idea of Dorma Ves. Which again, only the one gear, so the Taz's first malach, now the Taz's second malach. That's the passion of the Shach is saying, not only the Chumah, but even the Kula, the Graz, Chachmazon, Chavdas, or Chashulchan, the place can go this way.
Computer programming
those? And the computer program will remember it for it. That means it'll come out that you get your, it will, it'll tell you 3 years later, you get back to your Chodesh of Chav, it'll tell you your Vesku was only Chav, and not worry for a flock, and not worry for the case of Mainly. That means it comes out, there's a question, how do we read the Mechab over here? So again, we really have three options. We have the Taz's two Mahalchim over here. That either the reason why the Mechab is switched is because the Gemara is causing a flogo, we're discussing a Kurdish. The second option, the Taz, is there is no such gears in the Gemara, and therefore it's causing only passing two times. The third option, the Kamal Lashach, and very clear in the Kuz de Kesev, and he disagrees with how you understand the Mechab. The Mechab sounds like the one happened, you passed twice, and that's it. 20. And the third time, you saw 20. He said, no, the case in the Mechaber, you have to put words in the Mechaber, is you passed twice 20, you passed also 30, but you saw again, so 32, 33, 34, 35. Now you didn't see at all, you saw. And then from there, you count 20 days from it, and that's the kimt over here, that the Mechaber is saying the locha of the Dorma Ves, you get it back over here. That means, what is the kimt of the Mechaber? Machloikis. Taz says the Kibdol, we're not discussing Dorma Ves at all. We're discussing the Sugar of Afloga, either mitzad the Aban's Gersa or mitzad, we switch from the case of Afloga to Chaydish. Shach said, no, we're discussing a Dorma Ves over here. Just the Mechab discussing, we did not see either on 20 or 30. We saw on a different date, 35, 36, whatever you saw. So again, we have this Machloikis, we worry about the Sugar of Chaydish near the Dorma Ves. Meister, about the Shulchan, how he ends off, he said, Avada, not to go away from the Shulchan Aruch, at least it's at Sirif, Kemetzach, the Mechilim. Maybe with this we can answer a question that Eilu really been asking me the past couple of weeks. That why don't women, when they turn 12, till they get married, let's say at 20, there's 8 years over here, why don't they keep a calendar? Once we have this halach over here of a dormant vest, that once you get a vest kviyas, you have to remember for the rest of your life. So let's keep a calendar over here. Think about it. She's 12. 20 years to get married. She has be'erch 100 vestas. 100 vestas is very easy to get a vest kavua. Just numbers wise, just make it, show you how simple it is. We mentioned already 229s. Is a Vesta Shua. You get a 30. 229s not flog, is a Vesta Shua. We'll get to that. I'm trying to speak it out. You get 30 to 31. Half the time that's also a Vesta Chodesh. You get 31, 30. Half the time that's also a Vesta Chodesh. You get 33. Then let's say. Next month you see 29, next month after you see 31, they see 33 again. The next month they see a 30, they saw 27, they see a 33 again. You just had a Vesta Flogo for the base mayor. It's very simple. So it's easy to get a Vesta Shua, it's easy to get a Vesta Chodesh, easy to get a Vesta Flogo for the base mayor, which all the Svarim mark for the base mayor. Question, how much do you mark for Medinoi, Mitzal Chumru?
All
the Svarim Lakdim is Manazel, all Mach with the base mayor. Question is what look? Well, Moshe does not go that way, true. But the Svarim say to be Choshish for it. As I mentioned last week, I think I mentioned all six Svarim that even follows. I mentioned all six, and be clear, everyone's Choshish with the base mayor. Depends on all of them. I call the pre Tyron, I call the Al Saro, and I call the Al Kastahiro, they call the Arskol. Arskol! I quoted the Rabbi Forrest from Arskol, and I quoted Isaac Kahano. I think every single one here follows. That everyone's Mach the base mayor. I follow the quote by Berkowitz. That's very clear. Every single person.
He said
it's a Chumma. Again, he said it's a Chumma.
He said Yeshlachash.
Right, he said Yeshlachash, right? Yeshlachash. What does Yeshlachash mean? That's not what he says.
No.
He says, Yesh Lachash, you should be Chayshish. Okay, this will be very clear. Yesh Lachash, doesn't mean if you want to.
I
don't say that. Doesn't Machmud tell Rafa, he says, Yesh Lachash. Every, again, I quote six from the earlier fowls, and I think everyone said that way. But if you want to take it even further, how easy it is, let's say you get a 20 and a 20 and a Chayshish. We'll get to the Lachash and see if you lamed bays. Let's say you see Yud Ches, leaving it to 20, a Mayim Pesuach. The person can say, you're Chayshish. case of aflogo, let's say you have aflogo of 32 and 32. Next time you sow 30 into 32, the place can say you have a vest aflogo, mayim pesuach. So I think if you would ask me, if women are counting 100 vests from the age 20 to the age 12 to 20, I'll be worried about some of the vest kibbutz somewhere, somehow. It's very easy to get. To tell me that Rav Nashim don't get it, that could be, but Rav Nashim over time will get it. If you give me a statistic, it has to be numbers wise they get it. So the question now is, obviously, why not work what says over here in Shulchan Aruch? Well, I keep a calendar, we have a sig mitzad idea of a dormant vest. Now, it could tell me how long do we keep this idea of a dormant vest. So there's some Saif and Shuvah, the Sim Kufsam of Vod, his kimt over there discussing 15 years. 1-5. And this all, and he's not discussing yes or no, he's saying the mice was 15 years ago, discussing about getting it back. And all this running down, even 15 years later, which I don't think 15 years is the cutoff point, about it, we're about the deal for Zara Sylvester. So, why don't we have calendars? So you could say, first of all, Vestas, we possibly make a job on them. You could say that she's not Mukhiz Mavara yet, she's not a parasha. You could say, Ms. Manazez, but Miku Ba'almo. You could say, the mice according to Abad, there's no such sheet over here of Zara Sylvester. You can observe the sheet over here. But take it a step further, what's the lumpness you said over here to be Machmer? Why are we saying this concept of Zara Sylvester? I mean, you discuss it by a show, we don't see it. Well, for example, a person says 100 times the same talent about Tlavracha. Chazaka, come summer, makes 100 times the same talent. Come back to winter, he says it one time. Oh, Zara Sylvester. Very good, he said it one time. Now I say the same talent about Tlavracha, I get back, I don't have to worry about saying it 100 times. Lo yishmanu ever in Chazaka this concept. What's the lumpness over here, Zara Sylvester? So if Aaron Kotler has a truth about this, he discusses a Maisa where Isha had a vest kavua for 26, then she had a diluk of 29, 28, 27, 26. Discussing what happened here. Is that part of the diluk, or go back to her vest kavua 26? It gets involved with a lot of lumpness in the sugya, negates the diluk, negates the sugya vestes of Kolius. But it gets involved with, what is Yisod of Chazar Savest? What's the lumpness of it? It's really asking, he compares to the case of Shara. Shara, we don't get it back here, we do get it back. So he says the concept over here is that women, Betevar, in the nature, is to have a vest kavua. To have a set time to go see. It's a cycle. It's building up the lining, and it sheds the lining. The question is, what's causing it? Is it a distance? Or is it an external thing, the moon, the chodesh, the mailed over here? But it's a tendency, and animals Teva is not to be negeach. A person's teva, not saying the same talent much of Racha. It's not built into the teva. Isha's teva is that way. Since once that is a teva, then we worried about she had the kvias. Maybe she came back to the kvias because that is her teva to have a kvias. That's the lumpness over here. If so, oh, take it with nafkaminas. Can apply practically bismanazeh. Bismanazeh is our noshim a teva to have vest kvias. Not the teva. It happens to be mikro. You give me enough numbers, enough time, over 100 vestis, over an 8-year period, you'll get it eventually. But as also I'm saying, that's not what Rav Nashim have. That's all not that way. Therefore, if that's the whole reason why Chazar Sevest is because that's the teva, to worry about that, and again, when is the Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan is a hold of it, and it could be there's no such gears in the Gemara, there's no Makar for it, those women starve with it, and then the lumps does apply with Manazah. That could be why we're not worried about this concept that women don't keep counting since they're 12 years and onwards. What? Again, that's true, but that it won't lead to that the Matthias practically. That's true of Vada, we do not knock away what Shulchan Aruch says. Vada Shulchan says we keep what the Shulchan Aruch says. But as a Tziruf will use it. Vada Shulchan himself by the Tziruf will use it. Now it could be this is enough of a Tziruf not to worry about it. Again, the Nana Pasha, the Abonon, the Habsa Mikro, all these ideas over here put together, maybe that's the reason why we're not going to be Mikro. Take it a step further, maybe now, once you are married, what to do with this concept? When do you apply the sigil of getting the vest back? Do we apply by Chodesh Aflogo? What vest is? So, first, by Aflogo, that's if as well, Machab brings down, it applies. That means you have Aflogo 35, 35, 35. A couple years later, you get back 35. You have 35 as a vest kviyas. Do not worry about Chodesh, not worry about Bainli. It'll have to be okay 3 times. By Chodesh, that's if there's Zayin. You see Chav, Chav, Chav. Get it back a couple years later, the same idea, it'll be Sai Lakula Sai Lachamra. What about a Vesta Diluk? People over time do get Vesta Diluks. Much people over the years tell me they got Vesta Diluks. That means, let's say you saw 22, then 23, 24, 25. Whether it's Chodesh, whether it's Aflogo. Fine, you're Oikir 3 times. A couple years later, you got back whatever you're supposed to get back and argue what you have to worry to get back. Good question. You got back whatever it is. Fine. Now, do you have to worry about it again? The same concept, the same sukkah? You get involved with Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, how many times you got it? Is there a vest, but a dilok has the same halacha, so it's a vest. So there's a predaya by us, in the psicha, that discusses questions, even this topic. Dain Weiss, the tshuva, says, you are crazy, you do get it back. Maisa Avosna says, you don't get it back. Don't have to worry about it. Markola says, the two reasons why you don't get it back. One, Avosna Tain is why, a specific Ramban Shito. Yes, the Ramban Sada Sugya, the Ramban, there is no Sugya, no idea of Zar Savetz. That's the second Shan the Taz over here. That's the Ramban, they say that the gifts they have, the Ramban itself is Manazem. But it says Ramban even further than that. More, you say it over here. What is, the whole lumpness again of Chazar Savest is because that's a tevah what's going to happen. By Vest Adilug, are we going to be Chayshish after once or twice? We know already, we said before already in Sifyud Alva, Sifyud Beis, but in the case of Vest Adilug, we're not Chayshish after once or twice. Why? We're only Chayshish when you once you get a Vest Kriyas. Now, why not once or twice? It says the crazy, Chach Mazadim, so you're tired, you know why? It's not normal. It's not a tevah, that Vest Adilug. The tevah is either the same consistency. Or to have by the Chodesh. But it's not the time to have a Vest Adilog. Therefore, says the Baron, the Seid of Chazar's Vest is, if Chazal is worried about it after one time, then we tell Erch Bezman Abba, we'll give again a Vest Kvias. But if Chazal is not worried about it one time or twice, we will not give again a Vest Kvias. We will not be closer to the Vest. The Lums over here in the Vest Kvur, Chazar's Vest, is whatever is normal to happen, Chazal's worried about it. If they're not worried, that means it's not something that's supposed to happen. It's not the normal thing to happen. If you want to sign up a piece of Shabbat, a Vesta dealer, not to worry about it. Once you create, it's gone. It's out the window. Piskei Megadim, a sefer, also brings down from of Gedalia Nandel, in what the God of Nebrak says, same Lumdus over here. The whole concept of Chazar's Vest is only in a situation when Chazal worries about it after one time. If you're about one time, you already have to worry about Erch Bezman Abba will give you a case of Vest Kavua. But to make it into a Vest, that will not be chosh for it. Therefore, number one, by Vest Adilog, does apply. Numerous for one time to know, it's at the Svarashavoy. Number two, by Vest Asirub, does apply. Same concept, Vest Asirub, get worried after once or twice? No, that's a lot of Sifin Beis. If so, are we worried about Chazar's Vest? Come along, I'll be the Svarashavoy. You should not worry about it. Negate the Vest Ashua. Again, the people get Vest Ashua. Vest Ashua is you see Sunday, 4 weeks later, so on a Sunday, 4 weeks later, so on a Sunday. It's very common to happen. You're okay by seeing Tuesday, Thursday, or Wednesday, next 3 times. The rest of your life, you have to worry about Sunday. So the Peskachuv brings down on the Aloha Vest Ashua that there is a sedentary discussion what's the meaning between a Vest Ashua and Vest Adilog. Every Vest Adilog is a Vest Ashua. So the sedentary meaning is you get it back one time. As Vest Ashua, you'll be Chosha, Chazar's a Vest over here. You do have to worry about Vest Ashua. The rest of your life, Chazar's a Vest. Lamaiso, all this from what I know. Well, the chance of you getting back to the Sunday is 1 out of 7, right? You have 7 days. It's only a case of a mikro. What's your ayah? The article says you have to get it back twice. You get Sunday twice, that's enough to get a Vest Ashua. Each one where you got that from. What?
In the
Shabbos. Maisa, the same Urshat Tairo, or the same Minchas Ish, goes the same lumps over here with the Baron, the idea over here. The Vest Ashura, are we worried about it? The Loch is Vest Ashura, after one time, we're not worried about it. After twice, not worried, once you get a Kvias. Why? We're so ready to Pesach Shuvah being down, when you get a Vest Aflogger to override the Vest Ashura. Because the Vest Aflogger is the normal thing to happen. The Vest Ashura is not normal thing to happen. If we're not worried about it. Building upon that, come along these 4 Montaino with the Baron. Ryan Cutler's Yisrael over here, the Vest Ashura, once it gets gone. Because we do not have to worry after once or twice, because it's not a normal thing to happen. The whole Yisrael of Chazar's Vest is, once Chazal says you have to worry about the Vest Shein Kvur, we get together Kvias, even again, the Vest Ashura, not to worry about it. So again, it comes out. A third situation, with all those one time, not to worry about it. A fourth case is a Peskachub over here, it's called Yitzayim, Midan HaChavadas. Let's say she has a Vest Kvur, two of them. She sees Aleph and then Chaf. Aleph and Chaf, Aleph and Chaf. She has a Vest Kavur for Aleph and Chaf, 2 times during the month. She's Oika one of them. She's Oika Chaf and only kept Aleph for the next 3 months. She gets Chaf back. You have to worry about Chaf? Says the Vest Kachub Chavadas, you have to worry about it. So Baron Kotler, why? That's not normal. Women don't have 2 vests. Why be Choshish for that for? And I'll start bringing a Raya. You're not Choshish for Chaf by itself. Once you have Veskavius, you have Veskavius over here. David wants it said Sarah Kingada upon this Chavadas over here. So again, there's a massive lumpus over there. The Achronim clearly disagree with this lumpus, the Chavadas to the Tyro. But this concept they point out, Lewis Pesach can go with this, especially Betziv, once you know Kuhn Ramban, there is no Shishmaya Machm of Zara's Vest. And we know the Kishu Barach tasking this way, and the Swami say, make it Tziv out of it, and Lewis Thomas is Betzad Chumashibai, therefore it comes out, that Lewis Pesach can say, Negeret Vesta Dilog, Vesta Sirik, Vesta Shvor, or Chazar's Vest by two Vestas, I say not to worry about it, only by a case of Chodesh or Aflago. Especially Bizman Zed, and our notion when they see it, is Mikro Ba'almo, the whole idea of Vest. Chazar Savesh should not really apply this man as Zeth. We don't have a baris yet. I'll forget to a baris Hashem. Now, the few gifts of the Ramban, the second mouth of the Tazes, which is a gift of the Ramban, they speak out, what is Yisrael over here? Also, a question on Lofo. The Gemara is saying you have a flog of your investor for 20, then you change it twice to 30. You went back to 20. You never oikah 30. You have to be chayshish for 30 or not. So the shaft brings down the Madani Melech, and the Madani Melech wants to tell you you're not chayshish for 30 anymore. Back to shaft tzarachian. Why is that so? Why not? You never oikah 30. You have to be chayshish for it. So the question is, what exactly is the shaft saying tzarachian the Madani Melech on the Divrei Chamudos? Makor Chaim wants to tell you, Elich Nami, you have to be chayshish for 30. You never oikah. You have to be chayshish for it. However, if you read the Taz, and even the Shech Lechura, they say not the way. The Taz says, sign is first Malach. So sign is second Malach. Mai said, that's the Gears of the Gemara. They're not worried for 30. Sign is first Malach. He wants to tell them, what is the Chiddush of the Mechaba over here? That says it's a Kemto. That 20, not be Chiddush for 30. That means you never make it 30. You go back to your Veskvur, you're not Chiddush for 30 anymore. So Taz, both Mahalchim says, like the Madanei Malach, and even the Shech says, Sarachin, says the Paz, when he meets Sarachin is, but Avada is poshet. Avada not worried for 30. The Shach Shitosi says, "Maksor is oikadarucho." So Avada not worried for 30. So when you have Veskavua of 20, you passed it twice, and then you went to 30 twice. You went back to 20. But Ikad the Pesach can say you're not chayshish for the 30 anymore. Now let's say you did see on 30, and Chachamim is in the Pesach Shuva, Binam Chavadas to the Tyro. Then he's telling them that there was a seventh dom on 20, and you don't have to worry about your Veskavua on 30. But to be chayshish for it would not be chayshish. Once you get it, might be chayshish for it. That's the few dalad. Sif Tazvav, we have a ratio and a seifa. The ratio is basically the same halacha as Sif Yudalad, except it's saying when you change it not to Veskavias of 30, you change it to when a case is not Shava. That means Sif Yudalad is a case of 30-30, Sif Tazvav is 30-32 and 34. A second thing he says, halacha of adornment. The idea of Chazar Savest. That idea, according to the Shach, is brought down to Sif Yudalad. According to Taz, it's not brought down to Sif Yudalad. Come on, the Sefer, the Mechaber, and it brings down the Hood and the Sikha. If you're Masik, from seeing Gimel Oynis, and they go back, see your best reason, your Choshish. What exactly is that statement? How to understand it? There'll be two Machliksim over here and four Shitas. Trying to make it clear. The Torah, when it brings it down, the Torah's words are Imhiv Sikha. If you stop, Imhiv Sikha what? You have a vest kviyas for 20. You did not see 20. Are you chayshiv for 40? Are you chayshiv for 60? Like chaydish, everyone understands. You saw aleph. You have vest kviyas for aleph. Mechaydish. Did not see aleph. Chayshiv for next aleph. Chayshiv for next aleph. Is that flow the same idea? You did not see 20. But mikri, you did not see that 20. So it's be chayshiv for 40 and 60. Come on, the beisayshiv, and the Taz agrees with him. The loch is you did not see 20. Fine, the mikro. You chosh 20 days later on 40. Not seeing 40, you chosh 20 days later on 60. Asad Hashemi, the Mashal says, the Shach went this way, Sad the Shach, Nikolas the Kesev, Fakarat, all this Yisoid of Aflogo, is distance. If you pass 20, what happened? You have to chosh 20, but I didn't see, so I gave you chosh for 20. 40 is not 20. 40 is the distance of 40. So therefore, said the Shach, the concept over here is, you have to have a distance of 20. You pass 20, you chosh for nothing. No aflaka, not 40, not 60. That's one machlokes. Meiser, Reuva Chonim went like the mahalach of the Shach over here. Like all the kula, the ones you pass 20, there's nothing to be chayish for over here. A second machlokes, let's say you pass 20, pass 40, pass 60, you saw nothing. Come to day 70, you saw. When do you get your vest back? 70 is not like you saw Yechosh now for 90. But no, you saw 70, you have to see a plug of 20, you have to see 70 and 90. Also, machlekes in the Shach and the Taz. There's one malach, Lashon Beis Yosef says, K'moy Vesta Rishon. That means, says the Shach, 70 and 90. Asad Hasheni, Mashal comes, and the Taz went this way, you must select us. After passing through Einyan, you must select us. See one time, you see Eis Mushalekes. You see on 70, you choshi for 90. Just take these two machleksim together. That means, be clear, we have two set machleksim. You pass 20, are you choshi for 40? One machlekes. You pass all of them, you get to 70, are you choshi for 90? A second machlekes. What comes out, the Taz is machma for both of them. The Taz says, the loch is you choshi for 40, and you get it back 70, you have to worry about 90. The shach is a makel for both of them. You pass 20, don't not worry about 40. See 70, not worry about 90 till you get 90. Beis Yosef is a machma for one. See 20, 140, and 60. Make it for the other. And the mashal is make it for one. Not 140 and 60, and machma for the other. That means, to make it simple, we have two shitas.
Where's the Beis
Yosef? The Beis Yosef says it. And the mashal, the Taz brings it down. That means we have two machleksim. The Taz is machma both, shach is make it for both. He says machma for one and make it for the other, and Mashal is machma for one and he's making for the other. Very simple. Lalocho, the ik of the place come along like the shach over here, and they pass in lalocho lekulo on both of them. I mean, you pass in the idea over here to be choshish is when you pass 20, not to worry about 40, not to worry about 60. And also when you get back, the lalocho is when you get back, you see 70, not choshish until you see 70 and 90 again. Not a sugim selekes, you have to get back to your best kibur, you have that kibur over here. Now, just to be clear, I said the numbers 20, 40, and 60. When anyone starts asking me, the numbers are not true. The numbers are not true. Since our flog, you count both ends of the spectrum, the number is really 20, 39, and 58. Because you count 20, both ends. And then it's 59, and then it's 39 and 58. Just to make it easier, the Swam are all saying 20, 40, and 60. We see certain times the Taz and Shach do that through the Siman over here, make easier numbers easier, and therefore we'll use the number 20, 40, and 60, even though technically it should be 20, and different Irish sheets, I'm sure, will be that way, 39 and 58 over here. Now, there are two more you say this in the Taz. That means the Taz can speak out 4 points in this long Taz over here. Again, the first thing he says, the locha is to be machmer for 20, miss it, choshe for 40. A second thing he says, we see 70, be machmer for 90. He has two other points, says the Taz. Let's say a person has a veskavua for 20, 20, 20, 20, 20. He misses 20. Are you chosh in the case of a oinaveinness? Are you chosh for oinaveinness? The Svart say you chosh for oinaveinness because once you're out of your pash of seeing 20, you're back to Stam Noshim. And you could say, what? No. The wave Noshim, she passed the veskavua, she's back to the wave Noshim, chosh for 30. That's in the Sugya of Daftes Vav. Machlokes Yishayim him this question. The Ran says, Mamshu Tanim Chilo Ilmai Siro, really on Ban, the Eshkol says Yisoid. And the words of the Rashba is, Chum Rukadailo, what do you mean Yishayim Zavaskim over here? Says the Rit for what to be Machmer? Maisa, the Taz, is bringing down the Bach, which says, Mashal, everything says Emes, says, the Loch is not to be Choshish for your own abandonment. She has a Veskibor. Not that she's sure. She has a flog of 20. She passed 20. Are we worried about day 30 on this? Is she back to the Kilo Ilmai Sira? Stam Noshim over here. Says Mashal, she has a Veskavua. Especially if you go to Taz Mahalach, you're worried about 40. Saying that she still has a Veskavua. But even the Mashal says you're not worried about 40. Even the Mashal says no Ilmai this. Not like she saw another day, let's be Choshish. She did not see. She's still in the Pasha of Isha Veskavua over here. And therefore, not to worry about Ilmai this. Now, there is a Taz, we go back to Sifkot and Hey. The Taz over there says, when you have a Veskavua of a Shinsa, you have to worry about Oinaveinness. The Chavadas wants a Taino. The Taz passes not like this Mashal. And the fact that he brought it down over here, he's not discussing this point, he's bringing it down Derech Agav. And Bekir he holds, the Loch is to be Choshev Oinaveinness. If that's true or not, as Big Mavuch among the Choinim, is there serious Taz, not serious Taz. Taz Maisel Fenenu says, the Loch is not Choshev Oinaveinness. Live with the Arnos who pass this way, the Sutara, the Graz. Asad Hashem, the Beis Meir starts with the Sim and says, what are you talking about? Once you pass your Veskavua, so back to the Reglisha. Stam Noshim, a word by the Oyun Beinus. And therefore, the Peskachuba by Osad, Sekon Tezvot, he brings down the Chavastas, and the Chavastas says, Aloch is, You worry about it in the business. It's damn notion. Pastor, when kids are called it nice this way. So you bring a book among the Chayim, what to go do, you worry about in the business. What to go do the Maisa? This one is very simple. Rechoshish. Rechoshish only for place discuss, maybe Me'ikar Din, not for Chumrus. That means, example, Rechoshish for in the business. But in the business of 31, where the Me'ikar place can say 30 is the Ikar Locha, 31 is the Chumrus. So Kedarkai, will be asking down, they asked him this question, he says, once there's a double Chumrus, his mouth usually is, when you have a Chumrus of keeping on the business on the 31, he wants to be Mekal. By the Shochel Maisa is Mekal. But Vosna, usually Kedarkai, he also says to be Machmer. He says, once you have double Chumrus, Chosh for both, Chosh for on the business, Chosh for 31, be Machmer. That's one Akimta. Another example in this class, you keep an on the business on the crazy. That means everyone knows crazy means keep it 24 hours on your day 30. You have to keep on the business for 24 hours. So again, the Sugim Shoshanim, the Makarim, the Gzal, the Maisim, not to worry about it. Avada said to be Chosh for it. Same thing to get to the Erzeruah on the case of a Beni. If you taught Erzeruah on a Beni, that means you could time there's no Erzeruah on a Beni B'chval. But even if it's not to be Machmer, or you make a beer, the Makarim Maisim wants to be Makel, Avada wants to be Machmer beer. But again, the place can be, it can come along and say, even you want to be Chosh against the Taz, like Nimus Achonah, Beskachub, the Chavadas, by the case of Oyna Beni, when you're Veskavur, when you pass the Veskavur, but for Chumras, like the Crazy, like the Erzeruah, like the Chavadas, Nimus Paiskim Maisim wants to be Makel. Another point you see in the Taz over here, the Taz speaks out, you pass your three vests, not see 20, 40, and 60. Let's say Aisha did not see for 100 days. Then she sees 100 days later. Especially if you go with the base mayor, the rest of your life you have to worry about 100 days. 100 days of flocko. So the Maisa again, the Mashal is brought down by the Bach, and the Taz over here says, the loch over here is you pass to be oinus nichol again muslekes. It doesn't count. It's not nichol inside of a flog over here. You don't have to count it. Again, come with pesach tshuva over here. It's a contest. Well, it means that chavdas is not the way. The only side of passing to be oinus not to be choishish. We'll get the suga of sekeno, suga of kitano, mubares menekes. Because they're be'etzim not made to see the muslekes. Skin is not supposed to see. Kitano is not supposed to see. Mubares is not supposed to. Menekes is not supposed to. So about it, no suga of a flog. Mash Enkin, this Isha is a regular Isha, she's supposed to see. Bimikra, she flew, she came to Eitzol, and not some reason they lose the periods. Then she flew back, lost it again. She sees it 100 days later. So Kamal the Chavadah says, you have to write down the calendar. Go in the base mayor, maybe you have to remember even Mamash the rest of your life. 100 days over here. And therefore, Numus HaPais can disagree with the Taz, say, Loch Lamaish Yad Bichoshish. The way Al-Biyashim is down, he says, Echonami, we're going to be Machmer. How about to be Machmer B'tzirif? Are those who are in the base mayor to your Mekel? That means, let's say you have a Veskit Sarah, Achad Aruka. We know already it's Machloikis base mayor versus the Shach, let's call it the Shach's base mayor. Shach says we're accurate. And of course, everyone knows that Moshe says pass that way. I got also from saying be Choshish for the base mayor. But over here, we have a Betzirah for the case of the Taz, coming from the Mashal the Bach, that we do not have to worry about such a long vest of 100 days, then to be Mekel. That means that when you pass three oinas, you have to write down in your calendar, so it'll be actually choshish, but only one time. Once you oikur it. Now, dafka three oinas, that means until day 89, you have to write down. Because three oinas usually is 90 days. We'll get to why 90 days. That means anything that's 60, 70, 80, you have to write down. And then you have a bayah, the basmei. You pass the basmei, the chumr, you have to remember that. But once you pass three oinas, which again, past 90, 100, whatever that is, that you don't have to worry once you are oikur one time. Maisa comes out from this taz. He says four different points over here. He says two chumras and two kulas. The Taz comes out, did not see a 20, you choshish at 40. He says if you did not see 20, 40, 60, and 70, you choshish ready for 90. That's two chumras. The two kulas, he says, if you invest a flogo, that is a kvias, seeing 20, you pass it one time, do not worry about unabainus. And the case also, we give me makel, on the case of a flogo of more than 90. Halacha Maisa seems from Argon all 4 points. I mean, he says, well, you say this over here, forget, we came along and we paskin that after 20 we're not choshish for 40. We come along and say, once you hit 70, not choshish for 90. Two kulos, and we came out to be machmen the other two cases that the Taz wants to be makel. We said, once you pass a vest, a kfias of a flog of 20, we are choshish for veinus, or at least the chumash shibai, maybe make through from out of it. And the other point is that not to worry for 90, making the place where choshish will be machmen, that's the true mechavadas. Unless you have a tziv to be makel over here. Well, last point, we get to Akiras the Vest, and we already saw a really cool Pei Dalet to speak out, to be oikis something, by Vesha Eine Kavua, the Chachil would do B'dikas. If you do not do B'dika, Maisa, there's an Akira over here. She has no Akasha, do not see anything, there's an Akira. By Vesh Kavua, if you do not do B'dika, not only that, do B'dika, she's also until she does a B'dika. Vesh Kavua means Sai, B'kfiyas, Plaga, or the case of Chaydish, or the case of Bein Di. Come on, the Chavda says never did a B'dik at all. He wants a Taina, in my seat, never oikir the vest. That means he brought down the Kopei Dalet. Let's say she had the vest score 25, 25, 25. Next month he saw 27, 28. He tells there's no Akira. He did not see, he did not do a B'dik. Now there is a Mavuch among the Achoinim. Let's say she did a B'dik a couple days later. And then she saw it a day afterwards. That means the Loch is in Matla Baila, she has to do a B'dik. Come on, the Vechayim, by the Shulchan brings down that if the B'dika later on helps the Matur Labailo, it'll also matter to Akiras the Vest. That means Agam the Chavadas does not sound the way. Besides the Chavadas holds, you should not put on Moich Dalhok, which we might not do, which we have as the Seder, which the Olim said maybe Machavar Moisha put on Big Day Levainim for that reason. Fine. But Chutz Mizah, let's say you missed the Vest Kavua doing a B'dika, but the next day you did a B'dika. So what's a locha? It's be matel baila. Matel baila, not to be enough. The oik of the vest. Coming by the shulchan from the Divrei Chaim, what taina? It'll also be enough for a kiras the vest. That means you didn't know bedik at all. I see 3 days later, it's mavuch among the achoyim. Chav dasin din akira, not to an akira. But my seif did akira a couple days later with a few bediko and matel baila, also be akira and get the case of vest kviyas over here. My Mezushem, next sugya is the idea of Vesta Oynis and Vesta Gof. I'd like to be marked them just to be clear what Oynis is and what Vesta Gof is. There's something what's being caused externally, something that your body is showing. One's a Sibo, one's a Soyve, one's a Simen. Well, a Sibo and a Simen. One is you're causing it. That means you eat garlic and it causes something to happen. You get a car accident, it causes something to happen. Do kvitza, it causes it to happen. That's what we're learning first. That's Vesta Oynis, you are causing it. Vesta Gof is chagaret. Your body's supposed to happen. Your body's showing it's going to happen. You get pimples, you get stomach aches, you get cramps. That's called Vesta Gof. Once a simen that's going to happen, that's not what we're learning now. That's called Vesta Gof. What we're learning now is because of Vesta Oynis, something that you cause over here. You externally, you do something to make it happen, that's the good of Vesta Oynis. That's lawful.